Shia, and whoever's not here will be able to hear it some other way, as we know. Rabosai, we were discussing the question for the Shulchan Aruch, for those required to be, we call Chozer Al HaPsochem, to Shnor, go from door to door in order to support his wife. So this is found in a Seder which we spoke about before, called the Ezer Mikodesh. We just go over it briefly again. We spoke about it once before, but it's something which is of significance. How far does this obligation go, and what does it tell us about the nature of the obligation? So there are, you know, two kinds of discussions. One relates specifically to our parasha. One discusses more generally to obligations and mitzvahs. So the Ezer Mikodesh is found in Siman Ayin. Siv Gimel, which is going on the Tosfos and Samach Gimel, which we saw a few times, the Machlokes of Rabbeinu Eliyahu and Rabbeinu Tam, is a person required to go to work for somebody else, which in those days was considered someone of least dignity. In order, and not only that, but if you mask yourself for too long, you could, as Rabbeinu Tam explains, be in violation of Avodim LaAvodim, so we don't sign more than 3-year contracts, the Tosfos was saying. So in this context, Tzorach LeYiyun. Again, in Siman Ayin, Siv Gimel, and Ezer Mikodesh, all this Chiyuv Sheir, Lo Yigro, and Chayav Lahaz, Lahaz, Zem Al Psochim, Bishvil Zem. So he caused the ratio of those tefillin, the Bar Hete, Sim Lechof, Chof Hei, Zekot Aleph, Shein Tzorach, Bishvil Zem, those tefillin. So you have no tefillin. If you have no tefillin, you have to go from door to door to find money for tefillin. The answer is no. Why is the answer no? Because you're only required to give up to 1/5 of your money, and then you have no money at all. Akshama asking the mitzvah say, Mashen came, Bezer, Shekoz, and Lashon, this is Losa say, right? She ever excuses the Barasa, Lo Yigra, Uberachayim Tarnav, Koz of Chilik, and this is a say, this is Losa say, and then we piece her call on Beso. Not with respect to collecting money from donors from door to door, but from expending all your money. So the Gabi Mitzvah Losa say, Chayev, spend all your money rather than Yitchaza. The mitzvah say, part of the living in the middle of Azbez, never required to spend so much money. We know, we only know it's up to 1/5, because we get to that Sugim and the Septic Subis, when we get to our next unit. Dov has the new Marab Akom, which will come out tomorrow, or maybe you'll get it, I guess maybe tonight even on your email. But the next unit after this, it's going to take quite a while to finish this, but after this, we're going to get to find the Sugim of taking care of your children. The children, it's all been spoken now, it's about husband wife. The next unit is about parents and children. There we'll be discussing Stocker, which comes up over there, and that they're not getting more than 20% of money from Stocker. This is related to this 20%, they're not required to spend for any business as say. Okay, that's what he discusses. So he says, it goes to a whole lengthy discussion over here. Now, it's interesting, on a simple level, that he's discussing over here, Sheira Ksusa Manasa Lo Yigra, but that is avoided if you give your wife anything to eat. We spoke about that before. According to many, the chi of the raisa of mizonos is the bare minimum. Lechem, not even with peanut butter. And beyond that, although it's required, even only be strong to get peanut butter. And a usher the fi ushro, that itself may not be literally a fulfillment of lo yigra in terms of violating. So if you can give her bread, you're not mochiv to schlep around from door to door in order to give her more than that. That's what the Haflah said, if you recall that. Even giving a bread, you fulfilled the Lo Yigra. Okay. And there were those who say, you only have to give up all your money for Losa say, we call the Kum Vaseh, not the Yibchaza. But here, if you're passive, you're not doing anything against the Halacha, you're just being passive and failing to fulfill the Halacha, even though it's what we call a Losa say, as opposed to an Aseh. It's not so much Losa say versus Aseh. It's passive versus active. And therefore, you're not required to give all your money to avoid a passive loan, as I say. And therefore, perhaps you would not be required to go collect money from donors and everyone's door for the same reason. If you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, it's in the Tav Reish Nun Vav. The Mishnah Berurah said, cut and test, as it's sort of in passing. In passing. And as a matter of fact,
this only applies to yourself.
Yeah, as opposed to somebody else.
This is another party of God.
True. You're asking a different question. Perhaps the only time you are partner from is by your own tefillin. But here there's another party involved. So you'd be hired to go collect from the Pesachim in order to... That's a question in general terms. Let's say I owe somebody money. I owe money. Am I hired to collect money from donors to pay out my debts? So you're saying, the answer should be yes. Like a regular chov.
I think it's more than that.
People, the Bahariah will come to my house all the time. Say, I'm in debt. Give me money. They're doing it. They're called on the Pesachim to pay off their debts. So Yaakov says, it's a debt over here. Forget everything else. So therefore, it should be... Forget Lo Yigra. Lo Yigra should be irrelevant. It's passive. But it's the Bein Olam HaChaveh should require me to... And that, of course, goes beyond bread, beyond peanut butter.
Right.
So that's what discussed this question. That's a good question. That's an excellent question. Excellent question. Now, the source of one-fifth comes from Tzedakah. Tosfos Baba Kama derives other mitzvahs, I say, from Tzedakah. There's a fascinating Yerushalmi about this. The Yerushalmi says in the Pasuk, we know the Pasuk, Kabbalah Hashem, Mehonacha, Chazal Dash, differently, Mehonacha, but literally means Mehonacha means from your money, Im Ein Lecha, Iyato Chayef. Before she Yerushalmi in the beginning of Peah, if you don't have money, you're not Chayef, there's an exception. Kibbut Ava'ein. You chayv anyway. Now the Rosh Hakasta Kash and Kiddushin, Perik Av, end of Siman Nun, what do you mean? You don't have to spend one penny for your father, because it says in the Gemara and Kiddush we paskin, it's not Michel Ben, it's Michel Av. So he gives an answer. You shaman the Mishrat, you mechab the Gufo, and thereby you will be required to be chozol apsachim to make a living. Because you're busy spending time with your father, you can't make a living. That reminds the story of Abchaim. It's Reb Chaim, someone lived to want his father from Warsaw. And he asked Reb Chaim, is he required to go from Brisk to Warsaw to be mechaved up? So Reb Chaim said, yes. So he said, the Rebbe, it says it costs you money to buy a ticket. And it says in the Gemara, it's only Mishalah, Mishal Ben. So Reb Chaim said, so walk! 100 miles, and it was, walk. The same idea over here. And the Rosh says, you have to take care of your father, Begufo. You can't make a living. So be back to be called up for that. Fine. It's interesting that the Be'alacha in Tafresh Levav says, Vafilu atam besarav al apsachim. That's what the Yerushalmi concludes. In other words, for Kibbut Ava'im, yes, besarav al apsachim. But other mitzvahs say, you're not required. This is exactly a proof to the Berheitev. Oh, there's only one big problem. Yes, the Kasha does the Be'alacha. Let me show it to you inside. Why should we spare you from seeing something beautiful inside? Here's a Bir Halacha. Here's the Farshim and the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha. Watch this. Okay, watch. Ein tzorach lefazer hon rav al mitzvah baba kama. Ela meyati misrami plus of mitzvos leis of the kula besa. Some was there that didn't stop her. That the vazveis ayah vazveis also mechomish. Ulechor et tzorachiyin misugat the kiddushin af koptes. Here's a kasha which we're not going to go into right now. So this is what he says at the end of the day. His is Yerushalmi under the title. For Akma ain't no pachter. He did Yerushalmi pick out the pay. Mezel Hashem Hashem. Kabir is Hashem mehoncha mimashach hanancha. Mafresh, leket, shikcha, pay, mafresh, shuva, v'chulim. Vos the sukkah v'lulah, v'shofa, v'tfilin, v'tzitzit, sumach ha-sanim. Im yeshcha, t'chaya v'kula. Tim ain't lecha, ain't t'chaya v'achas mehen. I'm Shabbos, I'll keep it up. Ben Sheyesh Chahon, Ben Sheyen Chahon, Kabbalah Sabiqo Esamecha, Vafilo, at the Mesabim al Apsochim. Only here, to keep it up, Ben, as the Rosh explained in Kiddushin, Perak Al Simenun, the end, Simenun. Okay? Oh. This is the original source. Very nice, it's all beautiful. Then he says the following Kashim. But look, here's a kasha. Agav Orepo. But look, Kaimalon, the Al Ner Chanukah, Vidal Kosis, Sarach lishal apsochim k'del l'kaimon. Avshein rak mitzvus derabanan. V'kol shem b'dyaneinu. V'afilim tomah the mishum p'sumanis that tik derabanan came. Mayane about the kaimelon. Simen reish tam agimus and beis. V'lun er shabbos shol al apsochim. V'lo keach shemenu mad l'kaner. Shezeh b'chal onek shabbosu. V'lo onek shabbosu rak mitzvus haseh medivri kabbalah. K'moshe nevah v'karos v'lo shabbos onek. Utfilin v'shovich ha'gavna. Who are called mitzvahs asay shel Torah, and the Maroktiya is nisha b'kushya, and the Yerushalmi wants to say is not a complete raya. They're talking in the lashon of the Yerushalmi is osa sukkah v'lulah v'shofar tefillin is my but osa she's in yoshev notel tokeya lovesh. The Yerushalmi is a shitosu achidish niflin v'alocha. They hold if you make a sukkah you say shekhet shamos mitzvah asa sukkah, so they hold these are considered to be mitzvahs, right? And it's not enough to get to you someone else's, so therefore it's not enough to go buy it. But as far as the mitzvah itself, maybe if this is go look around, logor min erchel shabbos min erchanei dal kois menoch ksusa that ziga. Look what he says. He says, okay, tefillin. If you each of these essays, bar tefillin for sure. Rabosai, so beautiful shtickle Torah. The shabbos shitoso he suggests it's not the parsha pshat. The kasha from Prisumanisa, he's in the half a line, he says that Prisumanisa is different. Prisumanisa is Tikkun Rabbanan Kain. Those who were in my shiur for a while have already heard this from me, that the mitzvahs of Prisumanisa are unique, in fact, that you have to spend more than one-fifth of your money. We pointed out that the Tziv has this in his parish of Chumash under Michzas Nefoshes, we lost a Meches, called on Korban Pesach. We had suggested that the source for the mitzvahs to Rabbanan, the Sumanisa, namely their Chanukah, Megillah, and Abba Kosis, is all comes from Sipri Tzvius Mitzrayim, and possibly as it's linked to Korban Pesach, the Ramadim Zevah Pesach. So the Pasuk Mefurish, that's the Kein Rabbanan, Kein Deraisa Tikkun of this category. I am stuck, though, frankly, with the Ner Shabbos. Why must we sell you a shirt for Ner Shabbos? Ner Shabbos, not for Sumanisa. Good question. One could suggest various answers. You're not doing it so much for the mitzvah shabbat, mitzvah did not mitzvah shabbat. It's for the reality shabbat. You should sell your shirt not because it's a mitzvah of only Shabbos. You want to have your mitzvah points because you want to have your pleasant atmosphere in the house on Shabbos. What does it do? It's not so much the mitzvah shabbat. The person has a responsibility to see that the ambiance in his house is proper, and that's very critical. It's so critical. You know, there's a quote in the Ramah, Chumrah, if a woman forgets to light candles on a particular Shabbos, that she has to light an extra candle for the rest of her life. You might have heard about that one. In my humble opinion, that's only if you get plunged into darkness. I don't think it applies with Manazeh. Manazeh, you have 500 watts on top of you with your chandelier. So now, Kamina, if you put your chandelier on just before Shabbos, you go to that. It's nothing to talk about. It's been on all week. Still, it's not, you're not dark. Someone suggested, as far as I was rejected, and then I always wanted to show you this fascinating beer halach. Again, I'm still not completely sure how to formulate with respect to their Shabbos. Yeah?
Their Shabbos created
Shalom Bayis, all this is true, but I think I'm not so committed. It's the mitzvah Shabbat, which requires you to sell your shirt to make it.
And the even doesn't apply because...
Today? I mean, unless you have to turn your electric. Or, okay,
I'm not saying you know.
Right.
So,
you're so you asked a very good question before. You wanted to know, forget the mitzvah shabbat lo yigur. Let's forget that. It's what about the interpersonal responsibility to paying off a debt? That's an excellent question. Again, maybe he views it only as what we call the chiyuv ishus, not a chiyuv mammon. We'll get to that later. Maybe in fact both of them are true. Fine. Rabosa, I wanted to point out to you something which is quite remarkable with respect to something we spoke about last week, which is we had spoken about something called the Harchokos of Rabbeinu Tam. We saw it in the Mordechai last week. I want to share something very interesting in the Gra, because it has significant ramifications. The Shulchan Aruch we saw already last week. I'm going to see it again, but the beer I grow, we didn't see. The Gra comments on the dinish we had spoken about, these harchakos, and he has an interesting idea, which comes from earlier sources. As usual, most of what the Gra writes is from earlier sources. He says, why are you allowed to make these harchakas? We're not going to talk to you. We're not going to do business with you. The yachol lihinotzel mizeh leilech le'ir acheres. V'kol shein osa ma'ase v'gufo la'avisi mikrui. V'kol zeh osa no sh'ava de rechachamim. That's the original source that is quoted. So there's an interesting question. If the only reason that harchakas of benetam do not constitute an illicit compulsion, because you can go somewhere else, the Eretz Yisrael, they have the ability to what's called peketzav ikuv yitzila min haaretz. They can prevent you from leaving the country. If you leave the country, they stop you at the airport. It was a famous case of Osei, a fellow in this area who took a second wife, Mamash Kerna ben Gershon. He went to Eretz Yisrael. They put it ikuv yitzila haaretz. You know what he did? He snuck out to Jordan or somewhere. Took his life in his hands. He snuck out to Jordan. He crossed the border. Yeah. It's a real case. I kid you. But so the question would be, it was a fellow who, there were two stories. One story is a guy wanted, there's a breast on the chos, he wanted to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. But then it's like more than a service of difference. And they put it, Sad Ikiv Yitzir Min Arts, until they gave the get, in order to be able to leave the country to go to Uman. Yeah, I'm not kidding. So we hold it to kosher again. But the question would be, if they, in addition to that, HaChokas Rabbein Atam, plus they wouldn't leave the country, should that be a possible violation called the Shita Sagra, that the only reason why it's not considered an illicit coercion is because he has the option of leaving. He has not the option to leave. That's what some postcom had said. Frankly, I don't quite understand it. The chief rabbinate, with all due respect to its power and its authority and its influence, does not reign supreme over all of Eretz Yisrael. On both extremes, are those who are not Goras, the chief rabbinate. They're the Chilonim, and then they're the Charedim. Then either both the chet, they're not garbage them. So if the chief rabbi puts our chokos in the town, so every has to leave Eretz Yisrael to get out of it. Then he's got to either a kibbutz somewhere which they don't garbage all these things, or go to a Meir Shorim and not garbage it. So I don't see why I have to, not that all of Eretz Yisrael is under the absolute reign, if you will, of the chief rabbi. I don't know. But so I'm just letting you know what it says. I would like to see, and we saw the. One of the tshuvas that was quoted before, let's see if you can find it. Achronim. Binyam and Zev. That's where one of this will come from. It's Simon Peches. We saw the Ramah last week, but I want to show you a little more in the original. Can't be called for this fellow. We just spoke about before. Okay. We can't put him in Chayrim. That we cannot do. I'm not finding what I'm looking for. It's over here somewhere that even though he can't put him in Cherem, we can make sure not to do him favors. Things of this nature. Okay. table, and I can't find the things on the screen. Somewhere in here, as Rambam quotes it, even though we're not permitted to put him in the cherim, not permitted to hit him, we can still say we're not going to do him any favors. Okay, you look it up yourself, I'm sure it's in there. I wanted to point it out to you. Good. Fine. Okay. Let's now turn our attention to an interesting question. I'll do some things which we spoke about, the idea of whether mizonos is a din mamon or din ishus. What about the other way around, gentlemen? Masa yadayim, that she is required to do for him, is that mamon or is that ishus? Interesting, Shiloh. Right? And she has a monetary obligation that she has to do certain things for him. Or that also ishus, perhaps reciprocal. Okay? So, take a look in the Ran, it's Chav Vav Amud Beis or Ayin Vav. We're still trying to finish up some of the old Ma'am Makomas and trying to tomorrow to start the new ones if we can. Take a look. Ayin Vav or Chav Vav Amud Beis. Yerushalmi knows the time. Ma ben Mored the Moredes. The Mandava Mored the Moredes in Moloch. Right? Not only Bitashmish. Omru. Aidei Shichayevis lo Sheva. Those are the seven Molochas in the Mishnah. Upochas Mimena Sheva. So she loses seven Sloyim, Trepikim, whatever it is, every single week. Buhu. Aidei Shulchayev lo Gimel. Sheva Vonosa. Also for Gimel. Okay? Fascinating. The idea of 7 versus 3 is based upon a Yerushalmi. Okay? Fine. But it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, the Ra'ah in the Sheet of Mukubetzes adds the following kasha. What do you mean 7? Listen to this. Open the Mishnah. Do the test of the phrase. We've been there many times. We'll count up 7. Watch this. Nun Tesamid Beis. The Mishnah says, what? Eilim Alokh, she is also the Baal. Tochenes, take out your fingers. Tochenes, vi ofo, mechabeses, nevashelas, vamenikas, vano, matzas, lo amito, v'osa, b'tzemer. That's 7. Fret, there are all. But what about Tashmish? It's also 1. So why is it? She's a meredith from everything. So why is she losing only 7? She should actually lose 8. Great kasha. So this kasha is not my kasha. The Ra'ah asked this kasha. Now the Ra'ah is one of the Gedolei Hador. I mean, he was a Rebbe. The Ritva quotes him on every page. His main Rebbe. The Rashba was a secondary Rebbe, I guess you might call it. And the Ra'ah could be found either in his own Chidushin or Ra'ah, or very often in Shita Mekubetzes. Is there Ra'ah here? Kedusha Yah. Gentlemen, do you see it? Pretty amazing. There's no Ra'ah. Am I correct? Oh, here it is. There's a Ra'ah. Do you see the Ra'ah? It can. If we have. No, the only Ra'ah about is Zara. They're behind the time. The wrong Ksuba was printed a long time ago. So we'll have to go to the sheet of Ugubetz. No, because one of the Ramakomas and the next sheet is only in the. Much of the Ra'ah is in the Shita, but not all. So there's one Marabakum, I couldn't find it in the Shita, maybe I'm missing it. So I gave it to you from the Ra'ah itself, after reconsider, look more carefully at the sheet that is there, because otherwise, let's see, where would this be? Oh, yeah, I'm not sure what it's going to be. The sheet of the Kubatsis. Where would it be? More redness. Most likely would be on Sam of Gimel and Alf. That's where Moretus is. Not sure. Try it. You supposed to have a meeting today?
Yes, should we report back?
I have a little bias. That's why I'm doing it really
short. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I forgot.
Nobody's fine. So good.
Hope you don't mind. Two places on one side, so we can do. It's supposed to have. There's a Ra'ah. Okay. Help me out. I look to see if this sheet is very good. It tells you Ra'ah. Oh, here it is. Watch. What's all you Rishama we saw? Vim Tomar. Im Kain Timnaya Havidis Chayvilev. Shiva Malachas Va'ona. Tachashvin Levedida. Then Farshin and the Al Yadei Shehu Chayv Shalosh Mosifa La Shlosha. Final body shloshim chavah shekels as viona. So I'm to own over here. But the teretz is amazing. Ika lemeimar. The osa b'tzemer lo choshiv lei. The owner does count. And the other six lochos in the Mishnah makes seven. But this last one in the Mishnah, seven, that doesn't count. That's counterintuitive. If it says seven, there's seven in the Mishnah. And no, it's not it. It's the six in the Mishnah plus owner. Only the Ra'ah could say that. But what, look, he gives the whole lochos. We talk about Achroinim. The Ra'ah has it all clear in his words. Look, between all the lumbus is right here. Watch. That feel the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Dama Meredes, Mimalocha, Moda, Dimi, No, Lavi Meredes. Why? Look, I see why? Tlohavi Elachov Bialmo. A monetary obligation. Ela Mistayina, Lagvui, Ela Dimei Chamech Shloim. Upochs also Mixubas, and Thomas Ano. Kishem Shem Chov LeMishalem Aslam Mitzubos HaMetovos HaVihidim V'dinu Shere Ilu HaVelomos L'hoya L'Lebala Rishus Ben Kolchinos L'Acherim Amanas Kein Rotsa No Senes L'Domei Masa Chomish L'Orim V'ino Osa Mitzemer Mash Egin B'Shar Malachas She'ena Yechol Olite Lo Domei Schar Shifcha Shetas Osa V'ti Potter Elo Oleo Las Osa V'im Rotsa So Teite He V'titra Hara Shifcha Lizcha Osa She can go higher Shifcha Lazas Any holy pot of a dummin, Pashtavalu Shiva, Vav Guvi Malacha Veona. But you're basically saying, I love this, that the Semer is just a monetary obligation. You're not going to call him a Redis for that. You pay up the money, that's all. This is a very important Ra'ah. Fine. Now, Rabbi, so we already saw a few times that there's a question of Toast right here in front of us, Samachil Levan Aleph. Oh, she says, Any Zonis, Zonis, Any also. What she put it from? Tosfos Ravuna has a long discussion back and forth. It suggests the possibility that it doesn't work with respect to the three romantic roles. Okay, that's true. With respect to the household chores, they go back and forth and they conclude that any of these owners are partners in the household chores as well. The Ran disagrees. Ran and Rav both disagree. Only by Achiv Mammon. By Achiv Mammon, do you say so? But not with respect to these household chores, which are not straight to Yubei Mamon. We'll call Chiyuvei Ishus. Ishus. Okay? Very, very important. Very important. Now, it's interesting, Rav Osai, this idea, watch this. The Ra'ah's Rebbe was the Ramban. Keep going, moving up in the world. From the Ritva we had, then we have the Ra'ah, now we have the Ramban. Ramban? He says it even more explicitly, Avart. You don't want to say things you have known I'm welcome to be shown. Ramban and Ayin Zayin and Manalf. This is what we spoke about a little bit on Thursday. We already started the riff and I showed you a little bit over here. Watch this. Once again, it's hard for me to find things on the screen. Ramban. It's supposed to be here. I have the lush of the Ramban written down that these malachas, quote, Davish and Mamanhain, the Aina Mitznai Ho Ishus, Shariat Michnislo Shvachas or Shevis the Katadra. Where is that? What's that Elisha? Not here. Maybe it's over here. Let's try the Machamas. That's the last one of the. That's the Machamas. Take a look. Well, I'd like to share this lotion if I can find it. Yep, I found it. It's here. I made a mistake. It's in the same Raskus. It's my edition. It's page Ayin Zayin. Ah, that's what I'm saying. Ayin Zayin and Dapa Yarif. Okay, see, this just happened a coincidence. It's a Chavav of a base, I believe, in Dapa Yarif, the older version. Here's the lush right here. In my edition, it's on page Ayin Zayin, column 1, 10 lines down. Tahani Malachas Davashi B'mamanheim Shchiv also Chavav Mezal about. V'ena Mitznai Ishus. There it is. Let this be finally found. I'm sorry for giving you a little bit of a wild goose chase. But here it is.
That was in the left column, maybe? Which column?
In the first column in Ayin Zayin. I started about 10 lines down. It's right there, right in front of you. Okay?
Thank you.
So it takes me a while to find these properly. Okay. However, it's interesting, this question, we like to see things not only in Rishonim, we like to see things in the classical Achronim. Let's take a look in one of the most classical of the Achronim, one of the famous Tzois, in his famous Sefer called the Avnei Meluim. Number one, see this? It's good to know. The first one, give an name to your Sefer, start with an Aleph and a base, you'll be number one. Avnei Meluim. I don't think he did it to that reason, the Hailing of Tzors. Obviously based on Evan Ezer, right? But I want to show it to you. It's in Siman Pei, the very beginning. Achronim knew these, knew this, loved this. Okay? He has, something very similar. I think we want to find things. Okay. Oh. He starts with this. He quotes the Gemara Samech Aleph. Lo echnisa lo mamesh, lo kevin shiruyo lahachnis, ava pish lo echnisa. Upirish Rashi. Shiruyo lahachnis, shechnisa nedunya rabba, shesh kedai le mevia nedunya zu, liknos mi mitzos and shvachos lahachnis lo shamash ayin shom. Ubezeh mashma. Then at tir chamut ala lo isha, disko lo shivcha. Then he torachas disko shivcha, rechnisa lo mamesh. Fine. Let's see a little further. What he's suggesting over here that tells the Avnei Meluim is as follows. But according to Rashi, it's a din mamon. It's purely a din mamon, Rabbi Osai. A din mamon. And according to Rashi, if you actually bring in the dunya enough money to pay for a shivcha, so you've discharged your responsibility according to Shitas Rashi. You've done it. On a second. So Rashi. This is called the Shitas Rashi. Does everyone agree with Rashi? No, there are those who have a different opinion completely. They say, oh, we saw it last time, let's see it again. Let's see it again over here on in the Ran. This is Chof Heim and Aleph. This is also on the Ram Bekomis. Take a look. It's page 9 based to Gimel in our print. We were here before. Machair and Pirshun, in our edition, it's the last line of page 9 base. The old edition is somewhere Chof Hei. Where it says Tzar, right beneath you it says Tzar. Machair and Pirshun, Ruyo de Haknes, Shederach Nos Mishpachta Bekach, or Shederach Mishpachta Bekach, and the Mukha Bibishalmi. Homer of Shmuel by Yitzhak, Losov, Dovash of Nisa, Lafila Shiruyo Lakhnes, Kodit Kado de Tanya, Holy Mo, Veino, Your Edisimo. Oh, nothing to do with how much she brings in. Question of station and of her family. So maybe it's what we call a din ishus. It's a din ishus. So therefore, she never was chayav in the first place. That's why she has nothing to do, because her family station is above that. However, if you had a case where her family station would require her to do it, it wouldn't be enough to bring in money to buy shvachas. So it's a more of a chayav, it would be more of a chayav ishus. Quote the Rashi's chayav mamon. That's implicit in here in the Avnei Meluim. Fine. Now it's interesting. If you take a look in the Rosh, again, this is also all Chazara, which is putting a new spin on things a little bit. Take a look on the Rosh in Perakei, end of Simon Laman Aleph. It's really in the Koshis as well, Samachim Laman Aleph. But the Rosh says it a little bit more succinctly. If you do the other things, you don't have to pay do wool of 5 slime, Mishkol Chamesh slime. Okay? Behind the Nugget Menika, but from the iron and Mashra Ishra de Shlish, the Ain't a low Tokhenes, low Ophash, the Kavan Ain't a Bias, Hek Tazit Turkia Bias. So on a simple level, I was going to say, yeah, she's busy doing other things, so they have to decrease the amount of wool she's able to make. Okay, push up shot. But Lavdonim is suggesting a noob shot. That if she's in the house, so then what? It's a chi of Yishus. It's quid pro quo. If she's living with him and he's feeding her and they're eating at the same table when they schmooze over supper together, etc., as an ishus. So then she asks if it corresponds to the avachim of ishus. If she's not with him, he's giving a mazonah, so the pure chiv mamun. So then she has a chiv mamun. Her chiv mamun is chamesh shloim, period. It's just dry, unromantic. But once they're eating together, then it depends upon Minigam Medina, it depends upon how much she can do. It's not just a matter of decreasing it because she's busy with other things internally. So now I want to discuss a very serious matter, which is on the Maram Bekomis. This particular Rambam is on the Maram Bekomis coming up, but we'll just go on talk about it in advance because I think it's very important. I'm going to take a break for just 1 minute. All right, you don't mind? I just want to show my face, you know, halfway through the shiur, show my face there because someone came to see me. I'll come back in a minute. But you can start looking at these Rambams. Is your assignment while I'm away for a minute? These two Rambams. The last two. Please read them very carefully. Your tense chaf. I'll be right back.